building these relationships, it's not just beneficial, but in both professional and personal lives, it's really essential. I look at it like constructing this sturdy bridge, right? It allows us to cross over challenges and reach our goals faster and more efficiently. You know, this collaboration and networking allows us to tap into the collective wisdom, these experiences, these resources that each member brings to the tribe, the group.
Are you ready to think big and act bold? Then you are in the right place. This is Innovative Entrepreneurs, a podcast that will bring you the stories, insights, and tips from some of the most successful and innovative entrepreneurs in the world. I am your host, Erica Bailey, and I am here to help you start, scale, and sustain your own entrepreneurial journey. Let's get started.
Today, I kind of wanted to jump in on something. The currency of real networking is not greed, but generosity. Keith Ferrazzi. And that's what I want to expand on with what I shared yesterday about building relationships and not looking at your competition as competition, rather building relationships. So let me tell you a quick story. I met a guy named Spencer Hayward. He is the co-founder of a company called Swift Hand Painting. We are lucky to be their agency and do all of their social media. And from the beginning, Spencer had this like desire to help me and not really need anything or ask for anything in return. And I felt this sense of awe. You know, we started back and forth. The collaboration started happening. Our connection or relationship started expanding. And we then began to introduce each other to people that, you know, could bring value. More so him. He had consistently, you know, refers people to me. He is consistently kind. And just always wants to see me succeed. And the relationship, I believe, has extended beyond agency and client. I consider him a partner in success, right? Whereas I want for his success as he wants for mine. You know, in the business world, we often focus on competition, as I had said before, and standing out in front of the crowd, right? Well, I believe that it is equally important, if not more so, to focus on, you know, cooperation and especially finding your tribe. I never really understood this before. And then I was fortunate enough to work with some brilliant coaches and stand beside some amazing mentors who truly opened my eyes to what finding your tribe or your circle or, you know, whatever you want to call it, what that really meant. And since like my mind opened and it's like click, I started being more selective as to who I allowed in that circle and whose energy I was willing to take on as well as give my own. You see, we connect typically with like-minded individuals. And when we form these alliances and partnerships, we create this network of individuals who support and uplift us. It's important to them. It matters to them that they lift us up. And if it's the right people, they're doing it not to lift themselves up, but to lift me up, to lift you up. And thus you do the same. That is what a real partnership or network or collaboration of individuals, like-minded people, that's what they do for each other. There isn't any of the putting down or the not good enough or keeping everything to myself. When you're with the right people, you want everybody to succeed and you'll do what it takes to help them accomplish. Again, when we form these alliances, you know, this network or tribe, as I like to call it, it really can take us to those new heights and maybe even heights that we never thought we could reach on our own. And I feel like that's the relationship that I have with Spencer and the connections. Mm-hmm. There's obviously more people in my life who I have these types of connections with, but this one is rather specific, I guess, in what I'm talking about today. So in my opinion, you know, building these relationships, it's not just beneficial, but in both professional and personal lives, it's really essential. I look at it like constructing this sturdy bridge, right? It allows us to cross over challenges and reach our goals faster and more efficiently. You know, this collaboration and networking allows us to tap into the collective wisdom, these experiences, these resources that each member brings to the tribe, the group. You know, no one here is on their own individual island, right? We all need support. We all need advice. And sometimes a helping hand to lift us up when we stumble. And sometimes a partner who picks up the phone and says, hey, how are you? It's not how's business or have you made me money? It's how are you? And that's how people should treat each other, right? We need to celebrate each other's victories. We need to learn from each other's defeats. We need to continuously push each other to become the best version of ourselves and nurture our connections, you know, build strong relationships, again, lift each other up because, you know, together we are stronger, we are wiser, we are capable of achieving greatness beyond our wildest dreams. So I will leave you today with this quote from Zig Ziglar. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough people get what they want. Thanks for listening today. I appreciate it as always. I hope you find value in the messages that I send and the wonderful people that I get to interview here on the podcast. So tune in again. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Wow, what a great episode. I hope you had as much fun as I did. If you want more of this goodness, make sure you subscribe so that you get notifications for future podcasts. And if you found value from this, please share it with others. You can visit our website at cwgdigital.com. This is Erica Bailey. I am your host, and I will see you next time.
This episode is brought to you by CWG Marketing and Design Studio, a full-service advertising, marketing, and web design agency that specializes in bringing you big results. Visit us at cwgdigital.com for your marketing needs.